Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesdays and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you in part by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Leah Bergman joining us now, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Coach, you played actually four games since we talked last, so it's been a busy stretch here for you as you finish out the regular season. Just go back to last week's game. You won at Pike Valley 63-23 Thursday, and then a hard-fought game against Sylvan Lucas. They probably played one of their better games of the year, and you're able to beat them in that one as well. 49-38, I guess, ended up being the official score on that one. But when you look back at those two games, what do you like about the way the girls finished the week?
You know, against Pike Valley, we really focused on running our half-court defense, and really, I keep saying lockdown half-court defense. We didn't press at all against Pike Valley, which we normally do. We like to do that. It kind of gets us going offensively, but I've been telling our girls that there's going to be games where we're not going to be able to press teams. Either we're in foul trouble or, you know, they're too efficient at beating our press, so I really challenged them to work on their half-court man-to-man defense and get stops that way. So I was happy with how we played against Pike Valley. We got some girls off the bench to get some good varsity minutes and get some experience there. So I was happy with how they came out against Pike Valley and played a style, like I said, a style that we're not typically used to. But they played well. And then coming out on Friday against Sylvan, you know, playing on Friday and then again on, or playing Thursday and then again on Friday, they're a little tired, but the effort was there. They played great, all those girls. Again, we had some girls come off the bench that gave us some good minutes, and Sylvan was a good team. They were fast, they were hitting their shots, and we had some girls step up who played real well for us. So again, I was happy with the effort. We were back to a little bit more what we were used to with some full court pressure and playing fast, aggressive basketball. And I ask a lot of the girls, you know, I ask them, we play full court, hard defense, and it can take a toll on them. And you could tell that they were tired, but they played well, and I was happy with that.
Clifton Clyde then on Monday, a challenge for you, and I think that was the point of scheduling this game, right, was to have a good team at this point of the season. You ended up winning at 59-54. What do you like about the win on Monday?
Yeah, absolutely. They were a tough game, and at that point, you know, you want to win every game, but at that point, you know, we had already been seeded for sub-state, so you know, win or lose, it wouldn't have affected anything. But they came out, and again, we got some girls off the bench that played some great minutes. They had a girl who was tough, and I had Emma Jones came off the bench, and she played real tough for us, and she matched up really well against her. And you know, we played three JV quarters because I want to get my JV girls as many quarters as I can. But that kind of played a factor when we had some got into some foul trouble in varsity, and then we were limited by the number of quarters that we could play. Emma, like I said, Emma played great those first three quarters, but she couldn't play the fourth quarter because she was already maxed out on her quarters for the night. So that's something that we'll have to be mindful of in the future. I didn't think I'd have to have that problem, but she played great. You know, Jenna Gingler came off the bench. She played great. Anna Towner isn't used to, you know, starting and playing against big girls like that, and I thought she did a great job. And then, you know, obviously Lauren played great. Paige had a great night. So we had girls who stepped up when we needed it, and it was a hard game. They made us fight the whole game. And I don't think there was ever a point that I was relaxed during that game. But you know, those are the games that we need going into sub-state, and hopefully going on to state. Those are the teams we're going to see, and we have to be able to play four quarters of that kind of basketball, and we need to be able to rely on girls that come off the bench to come in and do the things that they need to do in case we get in situations like that again. So I was obviously happy with that we won, but I was even more happy that we had girls step up and play and fill in holes when we needed it.
Just some quick thoughts on Lincoln. Then on Tuesday, you wrap up a 10-0 league season there with a 62-21 win.
Yeah, I think our tough game on Monday kind of showed on last night against Lincoln. Our girls, they just looked a little slower than normal. I think they were just tired. You know, we played four games in four school days. Two of those were tough, mentally exhausting and physically exhausting. So I think that a little bit of that showed last night. Some of our shots that normally would fall weren't falling for us. But then you have Leah Brummer, who kind of had a down night Friday because she got into some foul trouble. But she made up for it last night and came out and scored, at, I think, 27 points last night, which is a career high for her. So I've always said that it's so helpful when you have other girls. And we have girls who are capable of scoring. But late into the season like this, you know, I think that's great because teams aren't going to be able to just focus on one girl on defense because we have multiple players that can hurt them offensively. So it's not going to be as easy for teams to just come down and think that all they need to do is shut down Lauren Dubert, because we've got Paige who can goes out and scores 19 points. We've got Leah who can go out and score 27. Ella had 10 the other night. So we've got girls who are, you know, Lauren Schmidt came out, had a great game the last two games. So, you know, that's going to really help out in postseason because it's going to make defenses actually have to match up and play honest defense. And I think that's going to help us out quite a bit.
First round bye in the postseason for sub-states. So you'll find out your opponent coming up next Thursday. And we'll chat about that one next week. All right.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with Cloud Phone Systems for Business. Cloud Phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost-effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how Cloud Phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
Back in the locker room chats, Katy Country 94, Lance Bergman now with us, coach of St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, you've actually played four games since we talked last. Kind of a roller coaster here for you, especially at the end of the last week. You win 47-41 over Pike Valley on Thursday. Then on Friday, right before the game, you find out basically that you don't have Jared Eitzman, and you end up with a 49-34 loss to Sylvan Lucas there. Came back with a loss to Clifton Clyde Monday and a win over Lincoln Tuesday. Let's just go back to the last week's games first. How do you feel the kids finished the week there with Pike Valley and Sylvan Lucas?
Well, you know, Pike Valley, and you're going to hear that from probably any coach who talked about it. I thought we were playing really, really, really well. We talked about that on the last locker room chat, and we had that break. Man, here we go again. We got another break trying to get one practice in, then knowing we're going to have four games coming up. We looked a little sluggish and struggled a little bit, but if you talk to Coach Lorne, he's probably going to say the exact same thing that I am. But fortunately, I was able to do just enough things right in that game to get a nice victory on the road and, you know, fought through some adversity in that game and just not playing extremely well and not hitting some shots. Was carried early in the first half of that one by Daniel, who did a really nice job for us and kind of got us through that and allowed us to get in the second half, which was able to come up with the win. And then Friday night went up against a tough Sylvan team we knew was going to be a tough game for us, coming off of, you know, playing the night before, tough matchup. And then finding out Jarrett was sick right before the game. And then, you know, a couple other kids were feeling kind of down. Tried to change up the defense and go 2-3 to try to conserve as much energy as possible. But Silva did an excellent job of moving the ball around the perimeter, not hanging on to it, and took advantage of us in the zone. We wasn't able to keep up with them really, man. Just really didn't give our best effort as far as the best shot that we could have against them and struggled to score. And honestly, that carried right over into Monday night against Clifton Clyde. Really good basketball team, highly ranked, you know, in 1A Division I, and they deserve it. But last year is basically, I went through the scorebook, found it from last year when we played them in the regional championship, and they were pretty much starting the exact same five they did the year before, so we knew a little bit about them. They put up 43 on us last year. We was able to win 45-43 in a really close, good matchup defensive battle. So I knew they could play defense, and it was probably going to be difficult for us to score. But I was really happy with what we did, to be honest with you, holding them to 45 points. I played pretty darn good defense. Just we couldn't put the ball in the hole. I mean, couldn't hit any shots. A lot of that was, you know, their defense was really tough. But we had a lot of open looks. And, we could have got it within about six if Jarrett's, he had three shots in a row, all three of them, I think it was two threes and a two, went in and came right back out, and it was three possessions in a row, and it was just like it wasn't going to be our night for that one. And just lost a really good basketball team, but I wasn't too disappointed with it and the effort, and I was just hoping we'd learn something from it. And then going into Tuesday, man, we got a lot of games to talk about. Going into Tuesday, we came out really flat, looked exhausted, didn't really look like we wanted to be there. I was really excited the way my JV played in the JV game. They got after it, was getting on the floor, and it was just exciting to watch. So I got frustrated, got mad, and took the five top seven guys off the floor, put them on the bench, and I found five guys that I thought wanted to play, and went a minute and a half with guys that hadn't really played any varsity much at all, and put them on the floor. They got after it defensively, only gave up the steal for a layup. We're down one going to halftime, and obviously we had a pretty good talk at halftime. Told them, you know, the varsity guys, the starters, that they needed to play with the energy that those last five did. Played a little better in the third quarter, still kind of battling with them, and then went all out, full out press, just we're going to get after it, and probably had our best quarter of the year, going 31-6 to finish the game there in the fourth quarter, which was, you know, just really impressive. We played great basketball during that time, and I got excited. It was a lot of fun to watch, and the kids were playing the way they needed to, and we really enjoyed that last quarter. So we're going to have to figure out a way to stay with what we did there and, you know, keep that energy level up if we want to go anywhere from here on out.
9-7 regular season is what you finished there here on the regular portion, and now you have Wakefield coming up on Friday night at home. What do the Bombers bring to the table?
You know, I watched a little bit of film. I've been trying to ask. A lot of the teams in their league play a different defense than what we're used to seeing. It looks like they're going to play the 1-3-1, which we've seen very seldom this year. It did hurt us a little bit, so it's going to have to be something we practice for. So we're going to probably try to make it a full-court game and expand upon what we did against Lincoln and, you know, hopefully have that energy. Fortunately, we're going to be at home, so we'll get two good practices in our gym and then get to play a home game. And, you know, they've got three kids that look like they're, you know, fairly good ball handlers. One kid looks to be pretty athletic, and then a couple of the other ones, I feel like we have a matchup advantage. So if we do what we're supposed to and play the way we did in the fourth quarter and with the energy and, you know, the want-to, that we did, I feel pretty confident about our chances. But if we don't, then it could be, you know, the end of the season. So hopefully the kids know that and realize that it's a winner-go-home type situation from here on out.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck as you start postseason Friday.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high def and DVR are included free. Sign up at nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Knight Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and by Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Travis Eberle joining us now, the head coach of the Lakeside Bloody Knights. Coach, after a long losing streak, you picked up two straight wins there at the end of last week, beating Lincoln 58-26 and a win over Natoma 51-16, a couple dominant wins for your squad. When you look back at those two games, how big was it to pick up those wins like that?
Well, you know, it was huge for the girls because we've been struggling, you know, and, you know, just for them to see the ball going through the basket, you know, give them some confidence and, you know, kind of up their spirits a little bit. Made me feel a little better as a coach, too. You know, we took care of the ball and, you know, and played pretty good basketball, you know, for the most part. I know there's a couple teams that not as strong as what we've been playing, but overall I thought we did a good job in them two games.
Then you came back on Tuesday with Sylvan Lucas. You fall 52-35 in that one. Just kind of looking at that one, what were some of the things that stood out and some reasons maybe that you weren't able to pull through in that one?
Oh, you know, Sylvan, they come out and play just what we thought they would, you know, a 1-3-1 zone. And, kind of put some pressure on the ball, and you know, we kind of got down early, and then we kind of come together a little bit, and things were going, you know, smooth, and then we kind of fell back in the hole again, and you know, got down pretty big, and then it's substitution stuff, and you know, we got back within 9, but we just never could grasp the get in closer than that, and you know, we just, you know, fundamentally just too many mistakes, didn't execute the offense, and you know, we got to fix that, you know, come Thursday when first round of sub-state
as we are on the airing on Thursday with these games, so we'll be tonight with Osborne. The Lady Bulldogs, a team that you had a lead on actually late in the game, and they went on a 10-0 run the first time you played them and beat you 47-41. So when you kind of look at the second time around, what are some of the things you'll take from that game and try to apply here and try to finish off with on Thursday night?
Well, you know, I watched some film on that game there last night, and, you know, a lot of little things that, you know, we did, you know, at certain parts of the games were really good, and then there's times, you know, we – you know, didn't take care of the ball very well, and we've been struggling with that this year, and you know, I'm going to sit down and maybe show the girls kind of, you know, what they need to do, you know, to fix them problems, because it's nothing huge, it's just that, you know, turnovers turn into layups, you know, and when you play a team like Osborne, you know, every chance they get, they want to run the floor, so, you know, you got to take care of the ball on, you know, on both ends of the floor, you know, get defensive rebounds so we can get down the floor, and you know, I thought we played well against first time, and I told the girls, you know, if we come out and do, you know, play ball like we know how to, and take our time, get the ball down the floor, and execute the offense, and be patient, you know, the more time you can take off the clock is in our favor against a team that likes to run. So, you know, I feel good as long as the kids play well. I think our chances are to win, you know, or on the high side, but if we play like we have against some of the teams we've played in the past here, we, you know, we could struggle.
Travis Eberle, the coach of the Lakeside Bloody Knights, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and again, best of luck as you take on Osborne tonight to open out Substate.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
Listen closely as our menu items have changed. Press 1 for English. Press 9 for customer service. Expected wait time is 45 minutes.
Frustrated with automated systems? At Cunningham Telephone and Cable, we pride ourselves on giving you exceptional service. Our friendly staff will help you with any questions you may have about your service, new service information, or billing. We're here for you. With 4 local offices in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder, we appreciate your business, and it's important to Cunningham Telephone and Cable that we give you the hometown service you deserve. Cunningham Telephone and Cable. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 as Drew Dusky is joining us now, the head coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. A few games since we talked last, coach, and really three pretty nice wins for you here, getting on the winning track, and I would guess probably starting to feel a little bit more comfortable with the whole group as a whole. So you went over Lincoln on Thursday 61-31 and a 53-41 win over Natoma on Friday. Two very nice wins to finish the week. What were some of the things that stood out in those two games for you?
I just, you know, finally getting back to playing again and trying to get back into a flow. You know, we've been off for quite a while before we played the Lincoln game, and we knew Lincoln was going to be athletic and they had some ball players, but we were just you know, trying to go out and execute on offense and focus on playing good defense and rebounding. And I thought we did a really good job. I thought we held their players to minimal, easy plays, and I thought we did a good job shooting the ball. I thought we did a good job of transition and, moving the ball and then limiting our turnovers. And I think that kind of showed in what the outcome was.
Then with Natoma, it looked like you probably played a pretty good defensive game, holding a pretty good team to 41.
Yeah, and we knew the Natoma game was going to be a physical game. They were going to be quick. They moved the ball well. Their defense is really good. Like they're quick. They play kind of up in your face pressure man defense, and that's something we kind of had struggled with a little bit this year. But I thought we did a good job executing. We shot the ball well. We were hitting outside shots. We were penetrating and getting dump offs down to the post. We're flashing. And again, I thought defensively, you know, we stuck to our 2-3 and we rotated and we knew who their shooters were. And I thought we did a good job. Other than a couple breakdowns, we really did a good job defensively and rebounding. You know, you go back to starting with the Lincoln game and then going through the Natoma game. We had the advantage in rebounding, and that's something I've challenged them to do for a while is to be the more physical team and try to win the boards, because I think if you can win that aspect of the game, you've always got a good shot to be in it in the fourth quarter.
Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday night, obviously Kylan got hot for you, had 7 threes, a career high 24, but with a 65-49 win against a team like Sylvan Lucas, how much confidence does that give the kids going into the postseason?
You know, I think it gives confidence. We talked about building some momentum before Substate started, and you know, it started with the Lincoln game, and after we got the Natoma game over with, we talked about keeping it going. You know, finishing the regular season, trying to get a win over Sylvan, and carrying that through. And like you said, Kylan shot the ball well, but everybody that came into the game stepped up. Jace played well defensively and on the boards. Wyatt, he had a quiet 15 after Kylan throws his 7 threes. And Cooper finally, you know, was getting comfortable, getting some layups and knocking some shots down. And Tyler played well. Peyton Ellis coming off the bench always usually is giving us some quality minutes. So it was just an all-around good group effort. And we executed. You know, just the execution I've seen in the last couple games has I don't know, like you say, if it's getting comfortable and finally getting enough games underneath us. Consecutively or collectively that we're finally getting to a flow of things. But I don't know. I feel like we're peaking at the right time. I'm just very happy with the way we've been playing as of late.
Thunder Ridge, you'll open out the Substate with on Friday night. You played them already once this season, beat them by 8 at their place early in February. What are some of the things you need to do the second time around to get another win over Thunder Ridge?
You know, I think it's all about being physical. They're a big team. They got size almost at every position, and we've got to win the boards. We've got to play physical defensively, and then we just got to execute on offense. And I think if we do that, we got a good shot at winning. But it's going to be a battle, and that's what we talked about the first time we played them. It's going to be a battle for four quarters, and whoever can make the least mistakes and get a couple more easy baskets or maybe win the turnover battle a little bit. It's probably going to come out ahead, and hopefully that's us. But it's going to be fun. We're playing well right now, and we'll just go see what happens on Friday.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside Knights. Okay, well, thank you for the time, coach, and best luck as you start the postseason on Friday.
Thanks, Dusky.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and Nextech.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
There's an easier way to pay bills. Kiss stamps, envelopes, and trips to the post office goodbye. Save time and money with Cunningham Telephone and Cable's online bill pay, where you pay with a click and not a check at CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office to sign up for paperless billing, and you'll receive your bill by email. Cunningham Telephone and Cable will give you a one-time $10 credit for going green. Cunningham Telephone and Cable in Belleville, Beloit, Concordia, and Glen Elder. Connect with us.
We continue our locker room chats on this Thursday with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online at KDCountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewel.
Welcome back on the locker room chats on KD Country 94. Jamie Harvey with us now, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, two very tough opponents that you played, and actually you played three games. So let's go back to the Wilson game first. You beat them 48-23 on Thursday in a game that was moved there. Just what do you like from what you saw there Thursday and the win over Wilson?
Yeah, again, I've just liked really, really what we've done on the road. You know, a lot of our road trips are pretty lengthy, so for the girls to step off and play well and execute on things, that, you know, makes a coach happy.
Thunder Ridge and Osborne then to finish out the regular season. Thunder Ridge on Friday, you fall 55-19. Osborne, you lost 73-47 on Tuesday. Go back to Friday's game. It sounded like Thunder Ridge got out to an early jump on you and just kind of never looked back in that one.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the first couple of minutes, you know, we looked pretty good. We were breaking their press and maybe, you know, not attacking it as well as we probably could have. But, you know, I thought we missed several opportunities of getting shots there. And then, you know, after a little bit, you know, they ramped their pressure up, and it, I don't know, just puts us back on our heels for whatever reason when we play teams like that. But, you know, they battled to the end. They never quit, but it's learning opportunities as well.
I'm guessing Osborne was kind of a similar thing. They've really got their press starting to work pretty well, don't they?
Yeah, same thing. I thought we broke it pretty well. We just didn't execute attacking it similar to Thunder Ridge situation. First half there kind of got away from us, and I thought we came out and played very well again in the third half. I mean, it was, if you'd started the game then, it would have been, you know, pretty close game for the rest of the way if we had played like that the whole game. But again, I told the kids that there's no pressure there. You know, you're just playing to play and learn and get better at some things before going into this sub-state.
Obviously, you've made improvements this season with a 10-4 record in the regular season going into the postseason. So sub-state comes right at you. And actually, as we are recording this, it plays on Thursday. So you'll play tonight against Stockton in that first sub-state game. I know Stockton's had an up and down year, but what are your thoughts on what you expect to see from them?
Yeah, my assistant and I have like told the kids, we're like, you guys don't seem excited to be a 10-4 team. It's just kind of, they're not used to it. And, you know, we've been trying to do everything we can to make them realize how much they have improved and to be excited for it. I've watched some film on Stockton, you know, like you said, they're not the record's not the greatest, but you know, who do they play over in that area? I'm sure it's tough. We just got to be ready to go. I'm glad we have a home game. I think the kids are excited. They get one more home game, and hopefully we can just keep plugging along. I told them last night, I said, now it's, you know, survive in advance. So it's a whole new season right now.
Jamie Harvey, head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, on the locker room chats. Coach, we thank you for the time and best of luck as you start the postseason tonight.
Appreciate it.
Don't miss the savings now for Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh boneless beef top round roast for $3.99 a pound. It's now for Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great savings now for Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have sun-kissed clementines, 3-pound bags for $3.99. It's now for Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Nick Meisner joining us now, coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, you've actually played a few games since we talked last there. Last week you finished off with games against Wilson and Thunder Ridge. Two wins. You beat Wilson by 20 at their place, and then you go to Kensington and won by 6. How do you feel about the way the guys finished out last week?
Yeah, I was really impressed, especially with the weather delays and lack of practices. They only had one day of practice on last Wednesday before getting a long bus ride to Wilson. And, we came out, played lights out defense, and I think it was 30-10 at halftime. I thought Davion McDonald and Mason Higer really worked hard up top on our zone defense and got us some easy looks. And Higer was able to knock down some trays. I think he had 4 trays, or maybe 5, I can't remember, but he really came out and shot the ball well for us, and we kind of maintained it in the second half. I would have liked to extend the lead a little bit, but, we slowed it down, wanted to shorten the game, knowing we had a back-to-back, and, that led us to Thunder Ridge the next night and a chance to clinch the one seed at sub-state with a win there. And, we kind of eked out a win. We felt like we controlled the game and led the whole way, but Thunder Ridge is tough. That gym is a tough place to play in. It's a little smaller, and with their size and height, things kind of shrink up and kind of feel like you're constricted a little bit. But we hung on there. We shot the ball well. Davion McDonald and Jared Gillett, I think, had 27 and 23 apiece there. That really helped, and had big shots when we needed it, and kind of kept the lead there and kind of locked up that number one seed and felt pretty good going into this week.
Finished out the regular season then on Tuesday against Osborne, a very low scoring game, 38-32. You fall to the Bulldogs at their place. What stood out on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I felt like, we really stuck with them. It was kind of back and forth. We'd get a lead and they'd come back and get up by 2 or 3, and it was kind of a dogfight back and forth. But, Osborne plays a good defense. They actually came out in the zone the first quarter, which kind of threw us a little off. We've never seen them go zone before, but we kind of got that figured out, and then they went back to man, and they play a pretty good sticky defense that, just kind of messed with our shots and muddied up the game for us, and we like to control the tempo as well, so that made for a low-scoring game. We were actually up 29-25 late in the third and thought, all right, this is a chance to pull away and make some shots. Just as I think that, we scored 3 points to finish out the end of the third and fourth quarter. And they score 9 and we end up losing by 6. So, when you shoot 1 for 10 in the fourth quarter and only shoot, 2 out of 3 free throws for the whole game, you're not going to win very many games that way. And, we had a chance to win it still. So, we're a tough team. I think sometimes we don't realize that what we're capable of as far as on the offensive end. But one thing we can always rely on is our defense. And I thought we rebounded well enough. We let them get a couple stick backs. But that's something that's always there for us. The offense, it comes and goes. And last night was just one of them. It just wasn't falling for us at the right time. But I'm really not too disappointed, because sometimes the ball don't go in the hoop like you think, and that's how basketball is. But hopefully next week, we can probably play the winner of the Stockton-Rollins County game and see what goes there and maybe get another shot at Osborne in the championship game or Lakeside there.
Again, Nick Meisner, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. Again, like you said, you have the one seed, so Stockton and Rollins County coming up next Friday. We'll go ahead and preview that next week on the Locker Room Chats and talk to you then, all right?
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Kier Thriftway in Mankato and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Check out the great deals now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have frozen family packs of bone-in split chicken breast at 79 cents a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great deals now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have fresh green asparagus for $1.49 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
And we're back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. Craig Batchman joining us now, coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Coach, actually three games since we talked last. Let's finish out last week. First hard-fought game with St. John's Tipton. You fall by 9 or 11 in that game there at home to the Blue Jays, and then bounce back with a loss to Osborne the next day, 58-46. Going back to the St. John's Tipton game, what were some of the things that you liked about the way the girls played that night?
I thought that night they competed very well. You know, they never gave up. We knew it was going to be a tough week that week with those two teams playing back-to-back, but I was really pleased with the way we stepped up. Did some good things defensively. You know, I thought we did a good job of knowing where Dubert was and stuff. Just need to do a better job of getting out on some of their other shooters. But overall, I was pleased with the way they played.
And with Osborne on Saturday, you know, I felt like it maybe when I was watching the game, since it was a quick turnaround. You know, you didn't even have 24 hours when you got on and played Osborne again. Did you feel like it was a little bit of a sluggish start after a hard-fought game on Friday?
Yeah, I did. You know, we had the hard-fought game Friday. Of course, it was also our sweetheart dance and stuff. So but I think the girls did a good job of getting home at a decent time, but it's still just getting back into it and stuff on the short turnaround, everything. So I did think we were a little sluggish.
So you fall there against Osborne. We turn around and win over Lakeside in your final regular season game on Tuesday, then 52-35. What were some of the things you did well in that one to finish the regular season with a win?
You know, we came out, got after it defensively, changed a few things up, threw some things that we haven't done all season at them, just to see how we would do and how they would also respond. And you know, I thought the girls did a good job of adjusting for it, and I thought we did a good job of taking care of the basketball that night. You know, that definitely hurt us against the Osborne game, was some of the turnovers, but I thought against Lakeside we did a better job of taking care of the basketball, not forcing it.
So your postseason starts now, coming up with Solomon. That'll be your first matchup. I don't know how much you know about this team yet. As you take them on Thursday night at home in first round of 1-1 sub-state, what do you expect in the matchup?
Hey, you know, they look. I've watched them on film. You know, they look like a good team. I know their record doesn't show it, but, you know, I think they play in a pretty tough league there. They got a couple girls that really bring it for their team. They got a post that can play inside but will also shoot the three, and they got a good little point guard that's pretty quick and has good handles. So we're gonna have to do a good job defensively there, shutting them down.
Craig Batchman, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team, on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us, and best of luck against Solomon on Thursday.
All right, thank you.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank. Member FDIC.
And back on the Locker Room Chats here on Kitty Country 94, Jeff Starkey with us, coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. A few games since we talked last, coach. Two wins over one over St. John's Tipton and Osborne on Friday, Saturday, and then a tough loss there at Lakeside on Tuesday. Let's go back to Friday first. A 49-34 win over the Blue Jays. Really had control of that game most of the night. What were some of the things you liked about that victory?
Well, obviously holding an opponent to 34 points, you got to feel, you know, like you got a great chance to win. And I thought, first quarter offensively out of the gate, we played pretty well. First half, really, I thought we played well. Third quarter, we kind of slowed down a little bit. But obviously you like jumping on top, you know, and getting a double-figure lead there at halftime is big.
And then Osborne on Saturday, quick turnaround against a Bulldog team that's clearly better than the first time you saw him. But, man, Jonah was zoned in on Saturday and really made pretty much everything he put up in the first half, ended up with 25 points. How much different is your team when he can lead like that and then get help from other guys?
You know, and you kind of look at it, you know, against St. John's Tipton Friday night, Jonah struggled, and we ended up having, I think, five guys with between 8 and 10 points. And so even though he struggled offensively, we ended up having pretty good balance. And then you turn around to Saturday, and Jonah wasn't going to allow himself to have, you know, two bad games in a row. And, you know, he kind of set the tone early. And I think they actually opened in a diamond and one against us. And I think he scored our first, you know, 10 points or something off of steals, offensive rebounds. And one of the things we talk about, you know, if they're going to give you extra attention, once that shot's up, you know, you still have an advantage. If maybe you can't score with the ball in your hands, but you can go get it off the glass. I thought he did a good job with that.
Then on Tuesday at Lakeside, you know, this league, and I've talked to you on and off the air about how good this league is. Lakeside got you 65-49, if I'm not mistaken, the most points that have been scored on you this year. But what were some of the things, I guess, went wrong defensively there on Tuesday night?
Well, we've talked. I think the league is balanced more than anything. I think it's competitive, you know, one through probably 9 or 10 teams. And, it was a game that I think we had a 2 or 3 point lead at halftime. But went back and forth in the first half. Third quarter, they kind of extended the lead. I think it was a 4 point lead up until about the last 5 seconds of that third quarter, and they hit a three at the buzzer. And so, you know, there's a difference between going into the fourth quarter with a lead and not going into the fourth quarter with a lead, and sometimes it can get away from you. It did. I think Lakeside did a great job offensive rebounding. I thought that was big. I thought they made some plays down the stretch, and I thought we had some costly turnovers. So, you know, close games, those are the difference between, winning and not.
Two seed in your sub-state. The semifinals and finals will be at Canton Galva if you make it that far, but you're going to host Lincoln coming up on Friday night. With the Leopards, a team that you haven't seen for quite some time, what do you expect to see there on Friday?
You know, their group, you know, I think last night they were ahead against St. John's Beloit at halftime. So I think they're a team that, is still playing and, is maybe, you know, playing their best basketball right now, even though maybe their record doesn't indicate that. And, you know, a county rivalry, it should be a fun atmosphere, and it should be, a good game.
Jeff Starkey, coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team, in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week, and best luck against Lincoln Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank. Member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.